As we said earlier, there is going to be many things that are coming, many things that are changing, many things that are changing within you. And you are going through an experience now, an experience over this weekend here that is going to, what you say, catapult you into the next levels of your being. Several of you have already noticed those things happening in your lives over the past days, weeks, and months. Things that are changing within you. And these things are going to continue to happen. We speak now to the one Lord in here. What changes in you, my dear sister? You know of what we speak here. Yeah, the attraction process that you have created here because of your light, because of the energy that has come into you, because of the new levels of expression within you, new levels of consciousness that have now drawn to you the one that is most equal to you at this point. That matches you better. That is the better way to say this. That matches you more now at the level that you find yourself. The darkness is gone. The light has taken over. The light has illuminated here. You see? That is for the one Lauren here. For each one of you in here, you are all going through various expressions. And you are going to continue to have these changes of expression going through you until you are, when the wave has come, when the energy wave has come, you will feel it, it will move through you, and you will be able to understand and know it for what it is. Whereas many around you will have difficulty with it, they will not understand it. It will amplify their worst fears in some respects, or it will amplify their deepest love in other respects. You see? So allow for this to come over you this weekend. Allow for the changes that will envelop you over the next coming weeks here. And when the wave hits, you will be ready for it. And my dear brothers and sisters, our friends, it is coming. It is coming. It is fast coming. And as it moves into the earth here, in the fullness of the expectation this wave brings, you will have a fuller knowing of who you are. These will come back to you more and more. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions here now for one who serves?
How do I get this smile off my face?
Why would you want to get it off of your face?
I don't.
Looks good on you, does it not? But better yet, it feels good, does it not?
Yes, it does.
Allow it to be. The good thing.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if everyone visualizes something totally different about what the planes look like or what their body looks like, then which one is true?
All are true.
Well, how can everything look different to different people?
Because everyone is different. You have different faces, do you not? Everyone in the world here on the planet has a different face. A different identity? Do they not?
Yes.
Then why would it be difficult to think that everyone can have a different expression of feelings or thoughts or visualizations of what is there? There are many permutations of what can be in the trillions and trillions. You see? Does this answer your question?
Well, I think if it's like a real place then, that we're trying to see, then it should look the same to everyone. That's
no.
what it really is.
It does not look the same as everyone.
It's not a place.
It cannot look the same. And that is correct. It is not a place, as you know place. If you are thinking of this in terms of three-dimensional world, yes, you are right. It cannot be. But this is not three-dimension here. This is higher vibration, higher dimensions. And as you are in those higher dimensions, they do not work with the laws of the 3D illusion here. You see? So you cannot use the laws of the three-dimensional illusion to understand what is at the higher vibrations and the higher dimensions. It does not work. Just as you cannot glimpse into the cosmic plane, as we had you do, and even begin to understand what is there. This is not possible at your 3D type of thinking. But now we must add this. You are not so much at 3D thinking anymore. You are all now in 4D. Many of you have moved into the fourth dimension, are anchoring yourselves there, at the lower levels of the fourth, and you flip back here and there, back into the third, but predominantly you are operating in the fourth dimension. It may not seem that way to you, but just to look at the way you are now and the way you were many months, years ago, and you would understand what we are speaking of here. You see? How much has changed? Because you have changed. Deeply within you, you have changed and are continuing to change. Other clarification on this question needed, or can we move on here?
That's fine.
We will never be able to answer this fully for you, Lauren, until you are ready to hear the answer fully. Think on that one a little bit. Okay? And ask maybe others hereafter what we speak of here. They understand this. Are we right?
Yes.
Yes. Other questions here now?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
You know, I know that movement in consciousness equals awareness. And when I go to sleep a lot, and I've spoken of this to you before, I'll get in the, it's like I'm awake kind of, but asleep, and I get in the astral and I can do somersaults and I really feel it. You know, I'm spinning, I'm going up and down, and I feel the movement. And when I do this, like tonight, I don't have that. You know, I try to have that feeling, but I don't have it like I do when I go to sleep and that happens. Am I still getting awareness even though I don't feel it the same as
yes,
when I'm...
Yes, you are. You have been for a very long time. It is still your tendency, though, to operate within your 3D realm
right.
and work through that type of understanding to understand everything else. Mm-hmm. And again, as we spoke to the one Lauren here, that does not work
right.
to do that.
Okay. And so as I keep raising up in vibration as we go along here towards ascension and everything, I'll begin to feel that movement more. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All will. Yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions here?
I have a question on the phone.
Yes. That is correct. That is very much correct. But as you continue to allow these processes to move through you, these energies to move through you, they will continue to lift you up. That is the purpose of this. And the purpose of many things that are going on around the planet, some seen and some unseen, that will at some point become revealed to you. But for the time being, they are working behind the scenes to raise vibration, raise consciousness around the entire planet. And some will experience these waves of energy coming in, and as we said, it amplifies the feelings that you are in that moment. So that is why it is important for you to find yourself in higher thought processes as much as possible, higher feelings as much as possible. Attempt to keep the negative, depression, and these types of things to a very minimum here. And find the joy in every moment. That is one of the most important things here. Do not continually just look for moments of joy in your life, but find the joy in every moment. And if you do this and you continue to work on this, everything else will fall into place, including letting go of attachments and controlling your thoughts and all of these things. As you continually try to find, find the beauty in everything around you and within you. Okay?
Perfect.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here before we release channel? Then we are going to was there a question?
Yeah. It says Moses.
Yes, Moses. First of all, we wish for you to get this out of your head. You are under attack. You are not under attack. You cannot be under attack. You are all very much protected, number one. Number two, allow for, when you have these feelings, know that they are temporary. Know that you are going to move through them, and again, it is taking, these energies are exacerbating or magnifying your vibrations at that point that you are. So if you are feeling hopeless, if you are feeling down, and you continue to allow that process to happen, then it will continue to bring you down even more. Becoming aware of it though, becoming aware, oh, I am feeling down. Why am I feeling down? There's no reason for me to feel down. Let me look around here and see some beauty around me and find something to bring me up. You see, talk to yourself. Bring yourself out of it. You can do this. The mind is the builder here. Allow it to build for you. Okay? Does this answer your question? Yes. We are going to release channel now in the... day tomorrow here.
Can you add something? I'm sorry for interrupting, but there's something I need to relate. Moses, thank you for sharing that. That's Wednesday was a day of craziness for myself too. I made so many mistakes, mental errors, something I don't normally do. I can admit to my mistakes. I sometimes will make one or two. But I felt hopeless myself, like, what's going on? Am I getting dementia, or why am I making so many mistakes that are just simple, stupid mistakes? You know, that could be costly and it could be a liability. You know, and that's where I was feeling. I felt like I had no sense of strength that day. And it was Wednesday. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and you would find if you would find many other people that also experience these things on that particular day as well. But we were attempting to stay away from focusing on that particular day and what it was. But certainly understand that you are not being attacked. Please take that out of your vocabulary. Do not listen or follow anyone on your internet that speaks of attacks or ankle biters or anything of this nature. Not for you. There are some, yes, there are some that go through this and are experiencing these things. But it is not for you in this group here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good to know.
For all of us.
Now, as we were saying here, no more interruptions now, okay? We wish to get this out. You'll have more opportunity tomorrow to ask other questions here. But as you move into your next day here, go into this day with expectation. Expectation of creating changes within yourself, feeling changes within yourself, knowing there are changes within yourself. Expect the best and you will receive the best. And allow for the orchestration to happen here. It is all being orchestrated, every bit of this, including the place where you sit here now, that was orchestrated. The time frame that you find yourself here now, that was orchestrated. All of these things, the agenda that the James has put together with Susan, orchestrated. Okay?
Okay.
We will see you tomorrow, and we will be bringing much cheer to you. Mm-hmm. Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.